Others who would make any comments?
Senator Diamond, Representative Gerzowski, and members of the Criminal Justice Committee. My name is Kate Dufour, and I'm here on behalf of the Maine Municipal Association to provide comments on the proposals we've heard so far today. I'm going to submit my testimony, even though it was focused on the three bills that we were supposed to talk about, because there are two points in there that aren't entirely moot. The first has to do with the association's involvement in this process. You've heard about the state, you've heard about counties, but municipalities are also involved in this kind of triangular relationship of county services as we collect the taxes and we remit them to the county. And we are very interested in being participants in this conversation and would offer the committee, as well as the Department of Corrections and the County Commissioners Association, any help that we could offer in moving these proposals forward. I'm glad we spend 6 days out of a week with you. I don't know if you want that, but I am more than happy to donate my time and the association's efforts. So please consider us as a member of the team to help make this process work. On that note, our biggest concern, as you might expect, is the extent to which property tax relief is not only promised, but it's achievable and it's sustainable. Our concern is that there will be all these grand promises of property tax relief, and if they're not achievable, at the end of the day, it's local governments and, you know, your tax collectors that are stuck with the burden of explaining, sorry, it didn't work out. So we want to make sure that whatever proposal comes out of here, and if there are promises of property tax relief, that they are sustainable and achievable. On that note, we'd just like to express an interest in the frozen property tax assessment proposals. That was part of the governor's plan, and it is also now seems to be integrated in the combined plan. And I want to raise just two concerns, and this is where we really want to work with you to get it right. The first concern is, from a municipal perspective, a frozen assessment can become thawed. Subsequent legislators could decide that this is not working and what we had in statute as being frozen is no longer frozen. And we're concerned that maybe eventually we'll get back to where we were with a short hiatus. So that's a concern. It's a concern, it's a hurdle, but I think it's something we can get over, provided that the next issue is taken into consideration. When we talk about a frozen assessment for the county jails portion of county government, we want to make sure that everything that is county jails is in that frozen assessment. Our concern is we might look at county jails and take this section and say this is now frozen. And as expenditures go up, we see the unfrozen side of the county tax go up to maybe fund what wasn't funded in the frozen part of county jails. I don't know if that makes any sense, but in a nutshell, it's going to be very imperative that we look at what county correction costs are, everything from transportation to debt to meals to meds, whatever is involved in county, and make sure we capture that so that the frozen assessment is actually frozen county jail costs. We don't want, if you freeze it at 2008, we don't want the other side of the property tax or the county tax to continue to go up because we didn't count everything on this side. So it's going to be very important, and I know people are tired of data. I know these guys have been working on data for months and months and months, but I think an extremely detailed survey where every county answers the exact same question in the exact same way is the only way to get a true sense of how much it costs to fund county jails. We've heard figures that range from $60 million to $78 million. What's the right number? So in order for this frozen tax assessment to get off on the right foot, I think we really need a good picture of what that costs. And so those are essentially our concerns, and again, more than happy to work with you and offer any assistance we can give you, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Poore, and you are welcome to come to any and all. We'd love to have you there. Are there questions from the committee? Seeing none.
Thank you.
Any others to make comments?